The head of the Arctic Region Supercomputing Center is carrying on the legacy of the man who created the electronic book. ARSC Director Greg Newby is volunteer head of Project Gutenberg, a nonprofit organization begun by ebook creator Michael Hart. Hart, who digitized the first book back in 1971, died earlier this month. Newby has been involved with Project Gutenberg since meeting Hart in New York in the 1980s. Newby says his friend was a visionary.
These were, you know, just completely wacky ideas 40 years ago, and even 10 years ago, people were not ready to think about that. But he had the foresight to see that the technologies and computer networks way back when, in very early days, would someday be a major mechanism by which people would experience literature, would grow their own literacy, and would have opportunity to empower themselves through better literacy and access to information.
Volunteers with Project Gutenberg digitize books in the public domain for which copyrights have run out. The project offers access to more than 30,000 books online. While other groups and businesses distribute ebooks today, Newby says Project Gutenberg remains unique.
Project Gutenberg is the one that has probably the most open attitude towards the variety of content, the variety of genres, authors, so forth. Also about 60 different languages and dozens of different computer formats. So we are very much into sort of unlocking the pathways to literature as opposed to having people follow through our particular pathway, our particular method. And that, of course, is a major distinguishing factor between us and the commercial devices that really sort of want to lock you in. But it also distinguishes us from many of the other free efforts that are out there.
Newby, who handles legal, fiscal, and technology issues as Project Gutenberg's unpaid director, says it's estimated there's about 1 million books in the public domain, providing no shortage of work for project volunteers to digitize and post for free online.